Day Guam. I'm Adriana Cotero. You are tuning in to The Greater Good. And today I am joined with the coordinator of Love Guam, Jian Lee. And also we have Jeffrey Davies, and you're a volunteer or co-coordinator as well with Love Guam, correct?
Yeah, I help out with a lot of support functions, setting up the dates, all the letters, you know, just logistics.
The logistics, okay. The times, the places, the areas. Great. So with Love Guam, just from, you know, some of my own research I've done, it's a community organization, but you guys operate out of Fusion Tavern, correct?
Yes.
So if someone could just explain how the idea of Love Guam came from.
Yes, I love hiking at the jungle, and I have a bunch of customers from the out of the island. They came from the Japan, they came from the Korea, or some people came from the mainland. They love Guam jungle. I just introduced them, okay, let's go hiking. And I just find for this beautiful place. And just turn around, I find for a lot of trash. Many times, I just starting to the little by little, but still always trash is there. Never get a less.
Yeah.
Getting more, and I just starting for a little bit pick it up, and all my hiking friend, they doing together. Wow, we can do it. I just find out how we can do starting, and we talking about a lot of trash for the island. Mostly, I have a business, but my customer coming. We talk about the cleanup. Mm-hmm. How can we do just more beautiful life?
Mm-hmm.
And we just sit down talking. Only I have a time.
Uh-huh.
Because my business is a pre. I can do it, yes.
Uh-huh.
That's why I studied the coordinator.
So it's beautifying the island as you guys were just going on these typical adventures throughout the day. And then, but what I love is that, so you said some of them are tourists, right? So they come and they learn about it, and then they were on these hikes and they wanted to help pick up the trash as
yes.
well. Wow, that's amazing. What were your thoughts whenever you saw people that don't even live here want to take that initiative?
Oh, but same one. I'm doing a little bit only for cleanup, but I know many people doing the clean the island. But my tourists also, they say, wow, mama, we can do it. We go back to country. We starting to do same one. Because we think about there is a big group, big something tighter. So just few people, we can do it. That's why I have a Love Guam Japan branch too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay, so you have a Love Guam
Japan branch. Yes.
Wow. So they came here, they saw what you were doing, and they decided to do it in Japan.
Yes.
Wow. Yeah. Do they send you photos and show you what they do along the way?
Yes. So some of my friends doing for Florida too. They say we learning from the Guam. So, wow.
Wow, learning from Guam. I love that.
So it all just started just like that. I mean, just going on hikes, bringing people along, seeing all the natural beauty of Guam, and then, you know, just the trails down there,
mm-hmm.
the drive down there, and you're just passing all of this trash, and it almost kind of offsets the natural beauty. So it was like, why don't we just use the resources we have, the influence we have, the people that we know to all get together, and then just go ahead and just go to these places and clean up.
Yeah. So I think what I love also about that is, you know, a lot of times we plan these beach cleanups, but this was so unplanned, right?
Yep.
It just, you were going on a hike, which was planned, and now you guys ended up cleaning up an entire beach.
Yep. It just,
and I saw, you know, the photos you sent me, and I'm sure they're on there, but all the, you guys pick up a lot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Last cleanup was over a ton.
Over
a ton. That was back behind the Boy Scouts of America and the Home Depot. Was over 2,000 pounds of trash.
Oh my goodness.
Just in 2 hours?
Oh, yeah.
2 hours.
Yeah.
Even the night of the 12th. 1 hour is 30 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Less than 2 hours, wow.
Mm-hmm.
So, when did it all start? When did Love Guam start?
March.
March
last
of
2019.
March.
Oh, okay, so it hasn't even been a year.
Nope.
Yes.
Almost a year.
Yes.
But
this is we doing for not cleanup only. Because we want to teaching for the people trash out, just put in the correctly the location. Just trash can, we don't need to go to the pick up the aisle, the trash. No,
so
need.
We also try to educate along, you know, like don't put the trash there to begin with, you know. So it's like we try to go to all these places, clean up, and then also, you know, go ahead and try to let everybody know, like, don't let it get to this point, you know, because sometimes we go to these locations and some of this trash has been there so long, you know, you've got plants growing over it and it almost looks like natural little hills, but it's not.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, we're just trying to educate, and we try to do cleanups all over the place, so not just to be like a beach cleanup or this cleanup. We try to go to different villages and different areas, so it's more of like a complete island cleanup. And
oh, wow.
We like to involve as many people as we can, tourists, military, locals, make it a community. You know, we really want to make it like a community where we can educate and continue to keep the island clean.
Wow, okay. So how does everyone gather? How do you meet these people?
Mostly I'm talking with my customers.
Uh-huh.
And so very interesting. When I started, I just talking about the beverages wholesale beer company. I want to go to this campaign. Do you guys can help me? All company help me. They bring for the food. They bring for the trash can, trash bag, or gloves. That's like I keep going to just, I'm looking for the people. Can we go with together? But after cleanup, I'm cooking for you at lunch. As a, after cleanup, we come back to the Fusion. And it was
Fusion Tavern?
Yes, mm-hmm. And then we doing to the barbecue party. And then we got the donation drink. Yes, drinking also free too.
So different companies donate.
Yes.
Oh, okay, wow.
So to get involved, it's the second Saturday of every month.
Mm-hmm.
We meet at 9:30 at Fusion Tavern. 9:30 a.m. the second Saturday of every month, and then we go ahead and go to the cleanup location, roughly about a half an hour. So you can either meet 9:30 a.m. second Saturday of the month at Fusion Tavern, or 10 a.m. at the cleanup location, which will be posted on the Love Womp Facebook page, the Fusion Tavern Facebook page. And then from there, it's about a two-hour cleanup, and then we head back to Fusion Tavern, and then all the donations that we have and everything that Miss Lee's cooked and everything, then we go ahead and just have a nice little get together and a barbecue to get, again, try to get it like community, get people involved,
mm-hmm.
make it more of a community than just an event, you know, because if it's just clean up, go home, then, you know, people don't really feel connected and involved
right.
as much as if we were all to get together right afterwards and have some food and have some drinks and have some good times. And
of course. How many volunteers do you guys have typically?
This month we have over 100 person.
Almost over 100 people.
Over 100 person, but that is only for the volunteer people. We have a supporting people. Some people doing the barbecue at the bar, and some people bring to the food, some people bring for the glove and the trash bag, everything. That's why this is not only for the cleaner. We going together, not clean people, not cooking people. No, we going together.
Mm-hmm.
And supposed to be why I'm studying for this, mostly people doing a lot of clean in the island.
Mm-hmm.
Not only this group, not only this military. Many people doing, but did you see the after they cleaning? What's going on in the jungle? Trash bag? Not people collect on time.
Mm-hmm.
It's a wild, the animals making worse, trash making more trash.
Mm-hmm.
I just find, but someone have to talk. We going to clean, but someone have to take care.
Mm-hmm.
That is I'm starting to, we need a big community. I need more governmental help because people going to the Steady Bay View, very beautiful place.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see the inside the jungle,
mm-hmm.
already we got too many problem, too
mm-hmm.
many cans inside. But there is inside the jungle, somebody have to climb on the mountain. It's like, doing more, how we can go together.
Mm-hmm.
Not only me, not only you. Somebody has more idea, we going together, make more development, doing better.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I'm coming today,
yeah.
and I'm speaking with you.
Uh-huh.
I need more people to help.
Because you want to grow.
Yes.
And, mm-hmm. So a lot of times, maybe not everyone knows what's inside the jungle and they don't see it. But as you guys have been inside there, you're noticing it. And you really want, is it, you need more hands on deck or?
I need everything, but I need a more good idea too.
Mm-hmm.
I'm small Asian woman and old, 51, but I'm doing a cleanup, but I need more youngest good idea how we can more doing better.
Mm-hmm.
This I'm so more looking for the people's help. That is not only for the cleaning. brain. I need a brain. Mm-hmm. And I need somebody's projector. Mm-hmm. They can build a more better. That is not only me. Mm-hmm. This is already too much mm-hmm. for me. But I need more good idea man doing something, how we can do mm-hmm. more better.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
Yes.
So where does the name Lev Guam come from? Who found that name?
Yeah.
How did that come to be?
Between me, you, and Michelle?
Yeah.
We see them. Myself, Miss Lee, and her daughter, we were, you know, the first ones just going over the logistic. How do we, you know, take the idea of going into the jungle and being able to take some people out, but how do we get it, how do we give it structure? And then we were sitting down talking, and we were trying to think of a good name. And Lev Guam kind of came pretty easily, and it stuck because it fits. It fits what we want, you know. It's the fact that we love Guam and everybody else, you know, that comes and helps clean. It's like we're doing it because we love Guam uh-huh. and we want to make sure Guam is beautiful for everybody and future mm-hmm. generations, and not just us, not just these people, not just everybody. So mm-hmm. you know, it just kind of fell into place and mm-hmm. it fit.
That's right. No responsibility. Looks like, oh, this is not my business. Mm-hmm. This is not my country. This is not my island. No. People love Guam. Is whoever, wherever, they just come to Guam because Guam is a very beautiful island. They said, how we can expand Japan? And we just talking, and my daughter, Michelle, we're thinking about the, looks like 3 months, talking every single time, sit down. Mm-hmm. How are we making about a good name? So, no matter whoever, wherever, people love Guam, yes. That's right. We don't need a we, mm-hmm.
No, we, no I,
not you, together. That's why Lev Guam is coming up. This is our three's idea.
Yeah.
I feel like it gives room for expansion too, because right now we do the cleanups, and we uh-huh. do the community, and we do the barbecues, and we do all of that. But you know, like it's like, you know, community. So Lev Guam fits, it has room for expansion, but it's just like island cleanup, you know, Guam cleanup, you know, we're kind of like, we would have limited ourselves a little bit. So uh-huh. Lev Guam kind of, you know, gives us room for
it's
expansion.
More broad.
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. So how do you determine what locations?
We get ideas from different people, and the fact that, I mean, you've lived here for a long time, and I've lived here, I've only been here for 5 years, but I've been a decent amount of places, and we talk to a lot of people, and we have people from all over, every village come through, so we pretty much ask. We ask uh-huh. the public, we ask the people, like, hey, uh-huh. do you know a spot? Do you know this? We also work closely with a lot of village mayors.
I was going to say, I think I saw yeah. that you, with some of the photos that you had posted, that you guys work with
yeah,
a lot of
yeah.
the mayors.
Sometimes, yeah, the Jigo mayor, he came
yeah,
out.
Yeah, I'm studying the first one, is a Tamaning mayor, with mm-hmm. Luzi.
Riviera. Yeah. Luis Riviera.
Sorry, my English is not so good, but she helped me a lot. We studying together. She gave it to the permit for the barbecue party to how we can develop this Lev Guam grow up. And I just want to tell you, because every single time I go meeting in the night, 10 o'clock, she's still working on it. Mm. Saturday, I go meeting. Yeah, they mm-hmm. still working. Sunday also they working. I want to make her, please, people understand government have to do another job. Mm-hmm. No cleanup. Their job is not picking yep. up the trash. They're working hard, but I want to help more people. They're doing a lot of job. But people doing continue to do it. That is somebody have to understand, you're doing one job, but 10 people have to pick up the your trash. Please stop to do it. That is my focus.
Yep.
Stop
yep.
what?
Don't throw away.
Don't throw away,
yeah.
Yeah, so we either work through the mayor's, director of Parks and Rec, people that might know a location, or locations that we know are for ourselves. Mm-hmm. That's how we set it up. And we've actually had to go back to a couple places, like 2 or 3 times.
Oh, really?
Even when we have 70 people, 100 people, it's still almost just not enough. Mm-hmm. And the amount of trash we're able to collect in that time, you know, we're able to collect, 2,000 pounds of trash in an hour and a half. That's great, but sometimes we have to go back because they're just mm-hmm. so, you know, some of these locations are just, you know, like known dump locations where people just kind of go back behind and just dump all their stuff, so.
Is it often, are some of these locations like tourist highlights, some places that they go to, or are these, are some very known hikes, or are they more?
Yeah, it's very diverse.
yes.
It is very, very, very diverse. Some of them are, you know, like we've done down by Tangisen, 8,000 steps.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so we've done some, you know, like, you know, beaches that tourists can go to or the hikes. We've also done in Jigo, we've done back behind the Boy Scouts of America. We've even done just Tumuning, like Tumon area. So we try to reach out to a little bit of everything, whether it's just a dump site that nobody will see, right? Just
mm-hmm.
tucked behind a building, and we'll try to do that. And we try to do, you know, some areas where there's hikes and stuff. We try to reach around and get a little bit of everything.
Yeah.
But diapers is not tourist.
What?
Too many diapers? There's not tourists.
Right. Well, a lot of the trash, we find a lot of diapers and tires.
Oh, really?
A lot of tires. Like,
I'm making joke. Like, don't
yeah,
make
no,
baby,
you
okay?
Yeah.
My goodness, we find full toilets and stuff out there.
Really?
Not only just diapers, we find full toilets. Yeah.
Everywhere.
We pick up a lot of toilet bowl there.
Mm-hmm.
Oh wow.
Yeah.
Maybe we took the 50 different toilet bowl at the near of the people's house.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
But dengue is coming up. Now is the coronavirus coming up. But
mm-hmm.
diapers is very dangerous trash also, because the babies.
It's also gross.
Worse. Yeah. And then rain is coming
also
up.
Gross.
Uh-huh.
We have to be careful to
yeah.
another virus coming up. This is not only for me, not only for you, for us.
Uh-huh.
We have to take care of our health. Water's going for the worse. The jungle getting worse. How we can breathing for this
mm-hmm.
clean air.
Mm-hmm.
It's something.
Definitely.
Yeah, we have to some change for.
And it's, I mean, everyone can make a difference, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yes.
Even people think that it's just me doing it, but
mm-hmm.
Even every one person can make a big difference.
Yes, we need a change, because water getting worse. Diapers, water going to ocean.
Exactly.
My shower water from the diaper, okay?
Okay. This is what we're cleaning ourselves with, okay?
It escalated quickly. No, we're all washing
but yes,
the diaper
yes,
water.
But yes, I know what you're saying. I understand. Because, you know, it starts with us, correct? Like, it doesn't just end up in the ocean.
Yeah.
We're the ones that bring it. And I think a lot of times people say, well, I don't do that. I don't litter. Well, no, but are you doing anything to stop it either?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
So,
come out second Saturday of every month.
Yeah, second Saturday of every
second
month.
Second Saturday of every month.
That's
9:30,
right.
You can come out and help.
I can cook up good too, okay?
And she's good. And you're going to get food.
Yeah.
So everyone better be there. Just right?
Yeah. Some
we have bottled
beauty.
Water, not diapered water.
Yes.
Yeah. What about if people do want to just make donations? Let's say they can't make it on a Saturday, because like you said, they have jobs or maybe other, you know, prior commitments. But if they want to donate water, they want to donate trash bags, can they
yes.
contact you?
Yes. Any kind of donate, I'm always open hand, okay? Always open hand. Thank you so much. Okay? Yes, some people cannot come in, but some people has a big money, some people doesn't have a big money. I said, somebody's bring for two bags of the gloves. Thank you so much. Somebody bring for one case bottled water. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is we need a help. Going together, little help, little bit more grow up.
Mm-hmm.
So most people, when they do want to donate, the easiest way to do it is to just either contact Fusion Tavern or just stop by Fusion Tavern with something. And usually about a week before, or when we start getting donations, we'll set them up on a table out in Fusion Tavern for everybody to come and see. And then it kind of generates some interest too, like, why do you have a table full of trash bags and water and all of this? And, you know, it gives us a chance to kind of explain what Love Guam is to new people,
mm-hmm.
get more people involved.
So it's just out there on display all
yep,
the time?
Yep,
okay.
Yep. So whenever something's donated, we put that out there on display, and we'll put a little sign for who did it and stuff like that, so you can kind of get that little recognition and whatnot. And if you wanted to come check out where
so
your donation is, it's
right
there.
You just get everyday customers asking, what's that table?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And then every volunteer and support people, so which mayors I'm going with, every single person get the certificate for the thank you for the appreciation.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
So all right, so the letters of appreciation. So I'm prior military, and I understand the importance of that when, you know, like a lot of military, they go out and volunteer and stuff like that. And having a letter of appreciation can be helpful when you bring that back to your supervisor or something like that for awards and all that stuff. And not just that, it's nice to have. It's nice to have some kind of recognition for your work. So at the end of every event, we have letters of appreciation. Love Guam, 100%, every single time. if the mayor has time, the mayor's office, sometimes we get letters of appreciation, really official ones too. They come in nice little things and they're all hand signed, and it's a nice little thing to have, you know?
Yeah, of course.
And it's also good to have, you know, because then it shows that, hey, I've done community, like, you know, community service. I've supported, like, cleanup organizations, volunteer organizations, and here's my proof of work, mm-hmm. you know?
Yeah, definitely a token of appreciation, mm-hmm. right?
Yes.
And I was going to ask, so I just want to highlight on this too, because you mentioned to me before starting this, and I would love for everyone else to hear this, that there is a tourist that you said, a tourist that
yes.
comes back and joins every, or tries to come back
yes,
throughout the months that she's from Japan, right?
Yes, she's, her name is Amy, Miss mm-hmm. Amy. She's coming for almost 7 or 8 years, Guam.
She's been coming to Guam for yes. 7 or 8 years.
4 years, she coming for 5 or 6 times. She really love. And she's a...
So she loves Guam.
Yes.
She has two Facebook. One is a Love Guam, the Facebook. One other is a Love Guam Japan branch. We're doing for a Japan cleanup uh-huh. too. She coming mm-hmm. for the March, for the second Saturday. She coming for the cleanup for the island.
Mm-hmm.
So she's coming in March. For the cleanup. So
yes.
she sometimes often makes her way back just to come for the cleanups.
Yes.
Yep. So she comes back. She comes back and forth to Guam about 5 times a year. And ever since we started doing the Love Guam thing, it's almost like now she like tailors her trips around the second Saturday of the month.
She schedules it around.
Yeah. So she's
okay.
pretty consistent. We've got
so
her at
you
least
can
five
too,
times.
Everyone.
Yes, yeah. we've got people coming from Japan just. You know,
yeah,
that's amazing.
Coming here because they love
yeah.
Guam, and then now that she's part of this organization, and she helped us start the Japanese branch, and yeah, so it's really nice to see that support coming from other places as well. And
yeah, and then take it back there. But yeah. I love that she schedules her trips around. Mm-hmm. See, like we could schedule our weeks that way, right?
It's
you
true.
Can make it happen.
It's true.
And I'm talking with some of the scuba diving people too. Not yet. We're just looking for the more people go one time. I showed her some of the pictures. Looks like that. I'm development planning. The scuba diver go to the ocean cleanup.
Mm-hmm.
This is the next project.
Go.
So when we do go to a beach cleanup, we want to expand that to the fact that we're also out in the water. You know, as long as we can get the people that want to do it and we have, you know, all the things in place to make sure it like happens and everything's safe and whatnot, then if we can have these scuba divers clean up the water and the beach, then it'd be like a full.
Wow.
You know?
Wait,
yeah.
okay, so
yeah.
wait, you guys are, this is something that's in the works.
Yes.
Okay.
It's been in the works for quite a while because we know quite a few people and, you know, people that, you know, there's a lot of scuba diving is very popular around here and
of course, yeah.
it's generated a lot of interest. It's just getting logistics on it and getting everybody at the same place, same time. Cause you know, scuba diving, it's not just showing up on a Saturday, you know, you've got to prep that and do all those things. So once we work that out and we actually go back to a beach cleanup, and
yeah.
we actually go to a beach and clean, then we're planning on having the scuba divers out there as well in the water.
There's a future.
Ask if they
project.
Need to borrow my GoPro so they
okay.
can get footage of that.
Yeah.
I feel like that would be awesome
yeah.
seeing that. That
yeah.
would actually go into the water. And
mm-hmm.
also, what made you guys want to take that next step?
Next month is I'm trying to the Asan. Meeting with the Asan mayors. But still, the property is belong to the national the park ranger,
yep.
and still government mayor wants cleaning, but government profit and park rangers approve, or some people own the beach, but beach is dirty, but they don't want to clean. Mayor wants to clean, but we still waiting for the approval. But maybe everything done, March is going to the Asan Beach.
Mm-hmm.
Asan Beach.
Yep.
Yeah.
Is that your, that's your March location?
Yes.
Yep.
Okay.
So again, we got that. We got the idea from just, you know, talking with people, you know, after the events and stuff and people bringing up ideas. Hey, wouldn't it be a great idea if we did this? Hey, wouldn't, you know, because, you know, so many people have great ideas. And we just, you know, try to use that time when we're all barbecuing afterwards and getting together to, you know, generate more ideas and generate, hey, how can we get more efficient? What can we do better? And try to improve.
So I know you mentioned the one woman from Japan that makes her way back here, but do you have any other reoccurring faces that you see as far as the volunteers every month?
Yes, very much so. Everywhere from airline pilots to military to locals, like, you know, we get them, they would like almost every time.
It's almost every time.
Yes, you're on a first name basis with about
everyone there. Very much so. Yes. We do have a lot of support, that continued support from people that come from all walks of life. Miss Lee speaks fluent Korean and Japanese, so almost every single time we get a new batch of tourists too, because she can generate a lot of interest. She can be convincing. Generate a lot of interest, and then almost every single time we have a new batch of tourists, and it's just nice to see the same faces, and the same faces will bring new people, or other people will hear about it and constantly reach out and then like come. And then new batches of tours and everything, and
of course. I mean, just think about whenever you travel places, right? One of the best things is learning about the culture, seeing the nature, right? But also, if you're able to be there and make a difference too for the community, which is what you're essentially allowing them to do. So I'm sure they value that to a whole other level.
I'm being for the tourist jungle. I just explained about this is a Guam culture. You have to say, excuse me.
Oh, yeah. Am I interrupting
you? Yeah. I'm always saying that, and the people say, really, we have to? Yes.
Yeah. You gotta ask permission.
No, I know. And it's funny because, you know, I'm actually from Michigan, and but I lived on Saipan prior to coming here. And I'm a very loud voice. So whenever we'd go into the jungle, my friends would always be like, you need to ask permission. And I was like, what do you mean? And then, you know, they would say it in Chamorro, and I was like, I can't repeat that. I'm so sorry. But they're like, it's okay. You can just say it in English. And I was like, okay. So I'd like, you know, say it. And now, ever since, I always ask permission. But you got to teach them about that.
But it's so funny. I just tell them, Guam is a PowerPoint. You go into the jungle, just wish for whatever you want to, what you wish. And I just teach people, excuse me, and can I borrow your power too? But people come back to the next time, they say, Mama, this is amazing. So what? I got very good luck. So, really? I told you Guam has a PowerPoint.
Yeah.
They believe now.
Very powerful, yeah.
Yes.
Of course, definitely. I know. I feel it. I know it.
Yep.
But yeah, definitely. Okay, so before we head out of here, is there anything else you guys want to highlight on? I know Saturday, every second Saturday of the month, everyone, 9:30 a.m., Fusion Tavern's the start place, correct?
Yes.
And this upcoming one in March is going to be at Aston.
Guys,
is that, you guys going to do like the Aston Memorial area over there?
Before the PowerPoint.
Okay.
Yeah. But small beach.
Okay.
But very beautiful. But problem is that there's male cannot touch.
Logistically. So the mayor's responsible, but it's a national park, so then you got the director of Parks and Rec, who seems to be kind of busy, and makes sense, but we can step in and help. You know,
okay.
We can step in and help, and that's what we want to do. Mm-hmm. We want to be able to be something that the mayors and the director of Parks and Rec, you know, any organization, they can kind of lean on us to help them clean up, and you know, we just want to give them a hand because you know, love Guam.
Because love Guam. I love that.
But love Guam is not only for the cleaner. We are not cleaner. We just doing the campaign, but love Guam is a focus. Is we want to help island. That is not only cleaner. Somebody wants a painting. Yes, if you need a help. If you need a moving house, yes, I can go help you.
Any way you can help.
Anything we can do,
yeah.
I want to help. That's my focus. Love Guam is not clean. You need a help, yes.
Yeah, because I mean, like the one time you got how many gallons of paint? somebody just had a ridiculous amount of paint, and then we were able to go ahead and give that to the mayor's office to, you know. So there you go. Now you can go ahead and, you know, help paint like some public areas and stuff like that might be in
the story. So you guys accept any sort of donations for anything?
Yes.
Within reason. I mean, like, we're not just going to be collecting, you know, we're not going to turn Fusion Tavern into one of those clean-up sites in the front. However, you know, but yes, absolutely.
All right. Well, great. Well, thank you both. And thank you for what you do and for loving Guam and, you know, providing the opportunity for others to also love it.
Perfect.
Because it is a beautiful place.
It is, indeed.
All right. Well, thank you all for watching. I'm Adriana Cotero for the greater good.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.